Okay, so you can go ahead and call the New England Patriots a dynasty. Last night in Jacksonville, they won their third Super Bowl championship in the last 4 years, beating the Philadelphia Eagles 24-21. Despite the close score, it was not a particularly thrilling game, but it was a typical New England victory, doing just enough on both offense and defense to beat a very good opponent. From Jacksonville, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Defending champions and their fans are supposed to be cocky, not the challengers.
Eagles!
10-1, baby! Eagles fans are 10-1!
Hours before kickoff at Alltel Stadium, it seemed like Eagles fans outnumbered their New England counterparts 100-1. Everywhere you looked, Philadelphia green, face paint, wigs, jerseys, they roamed the stadium chanting and singing. By contrast, most Patriots fans sipped their beers and chatted quietly. Some wore Boston Red Sox caps, a silent reminder of New England's current sports dominance. If Confucius had been in Jacksonville, he might have written something like, "He who makes the most noise before sits in silence later when the Super Bowl is slipping away."
Number 4, Adam Vinatieri on to try a field goal. 22-yard attempt.
Before last night, New England's Adam Vinatieri kicked game-winning field goals in two of the previous three Super Bowls. So a 22-yarder with 8 minutes left, he probably could have done it blindfolded. After it went through the uprights, the Patriots had a 10-point lead. After withstanding a last-minute Philadelphia touchdown, the Patriots had their victory, a third NFL championship since 2002. Stoic, cerebral head coach Bill Belichick was as emotional as he's ever been in public, particularly when he got the traditional bucket of ice water on the head.
So I was hugging my dad there on the sideline. I never saw it. I haven't had water dumped on me in a long time. But it felt good. So it was, you know, whenever they dump water on you, that's always a good sign. It's when they throw stuff at you, you know, like.
The only things being thrown Belichick's way are accolades. With last night's 10th career playoff victory against only one loss, he passed legendary Vince Lombardi in the coach's rankings. True to form, Belichick deflected questions about that, crediting his players instead. They weren't much help either, as reporters tried mightily to get someone to talk about how great the Patriots are. Come on, New England quarterback Tom Brady. After a slow start, you threw two touchdown passes and once again ran the offense with poise. You're being compared to the great Joe Montana. Your team is a modern-day dynasty. Just say it.
However people want to characterize what we've done, now go for it. I mean, we're not writing it, you know. But I don't think we encourage it a whole lot, because I think that really takes away from those other couple years. This year was a great year in itself, and we're proud of what we've done.
So are the Eagles, who finally broke through this year and made it to the Super Bowl. Quarterback Donovan McNabb threw three touchdown passes and said afterwards he'll hold his head high after coming close to victory. Wide receiver Terrell Owens surprised many by not only starting the game, but playing very well. After a severe leg and ankle injury late in the season, his availability for yesterday was in doubt up to the last minute. He had a parting shot for reporters who'd written that Owens might be hurting his team if he played.
They used me and they said I was selfish. If I'm selfish, I'm selfish because I wanted to help my team win.
If it's any consolation to Owens and his teammates, they lost to a dynasty, albeit a reluctant one. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Jacksonville.